If you want to hit next level, you got to think next level. Let's go. Welcome to the JG3 Project. I'm your host, James Gordon III, aka JG3. I'm on a mission each and every day to become the best version of myself that I can. That requires hitting next levels, which requires taking massive action. If that sounds like you, welcome. I'm glad you're here. All right, what's up, everyone? It's official. I'm back. The JG3 Project has been resurrected. I'm back. I'm pumped. I'm excited. All of that. I'm ready to bring a wide variety of golden nuggets in 5 to 10 minutes, all about my career, all about my solo to CEO journey, all on that mission, helping all of you out there hit your next level. I've got a free Facebook group for all of you out there, your high performers, that I've started since my last episode. That is the Golden Collective. Remember, that's gold with an A, not just my last name. That A stands for action, by the way. So if you're action-minded, you're goal-oriented, and last but not least, you live by that golden rule, you can come on into my free Facebook group. We do a wide variety of extensions and trainings on these podcast topics that I'm talking about, and it's just a great online community. So without further ado, let's kick this thing off right here. Today, we're talking about embracing the suck. Embrace the suck. This is a term that came to me, my gosh, probably about 5-6 years ago. And let me explain. So James was not always the guy out there, you know, working hard in all phases of his life. You know, I was a high performer in business, working my ass off. You know, I thought grinding was the only way to get after it. And I didn't really focus on my health and fitness. Let's just be honest, okay? Different these days, very different these days. And I came across through an event I was attending. I met this guy, you know, and we ended up, a group of us ended up over at a bar out in Phoenix, Arizona, sitting down, having a chat. And this was in 2014, I believe it was. And while I went outside to have my, you know, my last cigarette of the day, and, you know, I'm pounding beer after beer, this guy's hanging out drinking, I think, one Mick Ultra, had about 4 waters, got the fish tacos while I was over here just slamming food left and right. And let me tell you something. After just watching this and observing, I finally just asked the damn question. Maybe it was liquid courage. I'm not sure what it was. And I said, bro, I don't really know you, man, but you got to tell me, like, how do you look like that? This guy is fit. He was, I believe, 40 years old at the time and just looked like a damn running back. I'm not going to lie to you, you know. And he said, have you heard of CrossFit? And there we go. That kind of opened up my eyes to what CrossFit was. I had no clue. The guy actually invited me. He was a level 1 coach, I believe, invited me out the next day to check out a class. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, I about died right after the workout. But he told me, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'm going to make sure you get these workouts done. You'll be safe. You're not going to die. That was something that I didn't realize was a CrossFit type of term. But it's something that's resonated with me for many years at this point. Because let's face it, we all get hung up sometimes on taking a look at, you know, in this case, the whiteboard or your schedule that's upcoming or that meeting that you've got to do, or you got to go into the boardroom, you got to fire somebody. You know, there's all these different things that we perceive as being hard, right? And that's where embracing the suck comes into play, because if we do the work despite, no matter what the outcome, we're not going to die. You're going to survive. I promise you're going to be just fine. And when I came into, you know, back home from that business trip, I discovered there was a local CrossFit gym starting up in my area. And I said, F it, F my excuses, let's join this thing and start trying to get in shape. And what was really cool was I met this individual who was the owner of the CrossFit gym, ex-Navy chief. And this was a term that he had mentioned and kind of coined probably. brought it to our community, and that was Embrace the Suck. And when you think about it, what happens on the other side of hard? You know, I'm pausing on purpose, by the way. You're supposed to be thinking on these damn things right here. Okay, these are these golden nuggets. I'm going to tell you what happens on the other side of hard, and that is growth. So when you can settle in, embrace the suck, whether it's in a workout situation, whether it's at a work situation or a work function, no matter what, when you settle in and do the work despite, you're going to grow. That's what embracing the suck is to me. That's how you build mental toughness. That's how you become forged in iron and a warrior ready to wake up each and every day and get the job done. Now, can you do it every day? I hope so. You know, we're all human beings. So you want to surround yourself by other like-minded individuals who also have that warrior mentality in this case, that also enjoy embracing the suck, doing the work despite. The Golden Collective, that's a great Facebook group option. It's free. Come on in. We'd love to see you on the inside. And that concludes the resurrection of the JG3 Project today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Look forward to bringing you more and more. You can check out my YouTube page, the JG3 Experience, where I'll be posting my Golden Nugget videos. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Come on into the group. And if you are getting value from this type of stuff, if you're someone out there that, you know, you enjoy the content, but you're not exactly sure how to support, it's very simple. Hit that subscribe button on the podcast. Go leave me a 5-star review if this is adding value. Share this with someone else out there that's working on that solo to CEO journey. Maybe they're just a high performer. And either way, just remember, pave the way and stay golden. Until the next one. If you're a JG3 podcast subscriber, let me tell you, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. If you have not already, please head on over to iTunes. Check out the podcast right there and write me a review, a 5-star review if you don't mind. And then like, share, comment. Get this out to the masses, man. Let's help grow the JG3 Project and get everybody on the best track to become the most elite version of themselves by hitting the next level. Until the next one.